Time for Good Morning Angels. You know it. So you're very welcome to write to Good Morning Angels, angels at jackaranafm.com. We got a letter in from one Charmaine Jones, and she wrote to us about a very special young, special young lady called Emily Zawe. She told us that about Emily's challenges in life. Emily is here to tell you more about that, and that she honestly could do a bit of angels help. So we thought, let's invite Emily as well as her mom, Tamara, onto the show this morning to tell us all about this, special, young lady, Emily. How's it? Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Tamara.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Cool. So you're at Clapham High School in Queenswood, Pretoria. Am I right?
Yes.
Now, obviously, Charmaine told me all about you. I'm not going to read what Charmaine said. I want to hear it from you. Take me way back, and tell me about your life.
You want me to start from like after I was born, or
let's start just after that? Yes.
Okay, just after that. I was born with a rare condition called osteogenesis imperfecta. Since I was 11 months old, I've had about 55 fractures or more.
55 fractures?
Yes, I've had 10 surgeries. I originally come from Zimbabwe. I was born there. But we relocated to South Africa to get better treatment. As for my childhood, I spent about a quarter of my life in hospital. Did all most of my schooling in hospital. It's been a rocky ride. I don't know how to explain it, but
it's been tough.
Yeah, it's been very tough.
But you've got this smile on your face all the time since you wheeled in here this morning. You just have this beautiful, warm disposition, which is just touching. It's just amazing.
Yep.
Tamara, mom, look at the, well, she gets a smile from you, obviously. Look at that face. How do you keep smiling through all of this? She just seems so motivated.
It's been a tough journey for us, and being positive is the best way for us to get through every day. If she spent a quarter of her life in hospital, I've spent three quarters not sleeping.
Well put.
Spent a lot of time at Steve Biko Hospital. We're very well known there. Actually, when you say Zawe, they just want to run.
Amen.
From accounts department, owing money, and x-rays. She's had a very tough journey with her life. Every time she learns how to walk, something happens. I can't save her every time, or her dad can't save her. So we always start over from the beginning. Osteogenesis imperfecta is brittle bone disease.
Brittle bone disease, which ends the fact that she's had 55 fractures.
No, Martin, we're not doing anything to the child at home. She just falls.
Yeah, Tamara says when Emily, before she was actually diagnosed, they thought that she actually did something to her child because they were in hospital so often with broken bones and fractures.
So the implications, obviously, the obvious implications would be on her physical challenges, financial strain, of course. You have to add that into the mix. Because as you say, it is x-rays. How do you keep up with all those accounts?
I believe that if you ask, you shall receive. For us to get to this point, God sends people. My boss has been amazing. Dicky Lady, shout out to you. She, without her support, you know, the time off from work, when we are financially stressed, I ask. And with Claire Pam stepping in for this, this is amazing. We need the help. We need to make Emily as comfortable as possible. Her condition has progressed to osteoporosis. The density in her bones is very weak. And she needs to be made comfortable. She needs a wheelchair that she can use at school that can support her back. She can't sit for very long. Her life is changing. Our life is changing. We've got to change a lot of things. She attends normal education because we believe in integration.
I was just about to ask Emily about school life.
Yeah, I'm a normal teenager. I like to think that I do get up to no good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, my marks are above average.
Well done.
My dad has always told me that I have to work twice as hard as anybody else because when they look at me, they're not going to see my wits, but what I cannot do. And I have to prove to them what I can do. And so I always have to work twice as hard. And so at school, I am in public speaking. And I was recently given the award for Ambassador of Human Rights in the district and provincial levels.
Well done.
So, yeah.
That is amazing. And school life at the moment, is it challenging? More challenging than usual?
Yes. I haven't been to school since April.
Why?
I can't sit for longer than an hour, I guess. And it gets so painful. It's very hard for me.
You want to be there?
I do. I mean, who wants to be at home 24/7? So, yeah, I mean...
What will make a difference? Are you telling me that the reason why you've not been at school since April and you really want to be there is something as practical as a different wheelchair?
Yes. It seems so simple, but it's kind of not. The wheelchair...
Tell me about this wheelchair.
The wheelchair that I need is made specifically for a person that cannot sit for long. It's able to recline back. And because my body is weakening, I'm not going to be able to push myself all the time because usually that's what I do, push myself at school.
And I'm guessing that with all things in life comes a price tag. So this wheelchair that you need, I understand that it's something worth a lot more than I would have imagined it should cost.
Yep.
And you already have the strain in your family. I know you can't sit for long at this stage, but just can you hang in there until we get through the news?
No problem.
And the sport. And we'll be back with you in a moment on Good Morning Angels. Let's make some phone calls. Let's get some angels together and see what we can do for you. Coming up next.
Dit is verwaar nou Make-up Wednesday. Julle roer mense harte en mense emosies. Julle is awesome vir daai.
Morning Angels with Martin Bester.